This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Lamed Gimel. So far, the Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis asked the following stira. The Gemara asked that Elu Nara Yisheshem Knas, Daf Chav Tesamad Aleph in Ksuba says the following: women, if you rape them, you get a Knas. And yet the Mishnah says in Makos, Elu Hin Haloiken, you get Malkus. And we know, Ein Loikeo Meshalim. So we have two basic approaches. We have Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. Ula says that whenever there's Mammon and Malkus, you pay money, you don't get Malkus. What's the situation in Masechta Makos talking about? It's talking about where she's a boigeres and she's a shoita, or it's nara, yesoima, mafuta, basically situations where there's no mamon. When there's mamon and malchus, Ula says, you get mamon. Why do you get malchus in Masechta Makos? It's a situation where there's no money. From where does Ula learn out that money supersedes malchus? He makes a gzeres shava, tachas asher ina, tachas, tachas. It says, ayin, tachas, ayin, where the penalty is money. And it says, by raping a woman, tachas asher ina. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, holds that if it's a choice between mammon and malchus, you get malchus. What's the situation Makos talking about? A regular situation. What's the situation in our Gemara talking about? Where you didn't warn the person. So since you didn't warn the person, there's no Malkus. So the Gemara wants to know. Rabbi Yochanan, bottom line, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Eloi, my Kula. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan darshan tachas, tachas, like Ula, to learn out that if it's Mammon and Malkus, you pay money and you don't get Malkus? Says the Gemara, he doesn't learn like Ula, im kain, but talta, ervas achoisra le segale. If you're going to learn out tachas, tachas, whenever there's mammon and malchus, you pay money, then when do we ever enforce the law of ervas achoischa loisigale? Someone who lives with their sister, when would that ever apply? When would that ever apply? You can't get malchus because there's always mammon. There's always mammon. How would you ever get malchus for living with your sister? If you always pay money and don't get malchus, how are you mekayim ervas achois chaloi segale? When do you ever get malchus for that love? So Gemara asks, what do you mean? Choyvel b'chaveroi nami. If you hit your friend where you pay money and you don't get malchus, so what do you do with the love of lo Yosef? Imkain but lo Yosef, then you're mevatel, ever fulfilling lo Yosef, pen Yosef. Perhaps don't hit too many times because you might hit more than needed. Or likewise, you could ask Edom Zoymimim Nami. Edom Zoymimim, we know that when there's money and malchus, you pay money and you don't get malchus. What about the lav of Vahoya Imbin Hakos Harasha? What do you do with the pasuk that says you get malchus? Imkain batalta. V'hoya bin hakos harasha. So the Gemara says, actually, that's not a problem. Ela edim zoymimim. Edim zoymimim. Efshe lukimo ben grusho ben chalutza. Edim zoymimim. You could be mekayim, the malchus, by a ben grusha and a ben chalutza. Namely, if edim testify about someone who's a kayin, that they're a ben grusha or a ben chalutza, and really they're not. We don't say, make them a ben grusha, ben chalutza. Instead, we just give them malchus. So malchus by edim zoymimim is fulfilled if they testify about someone that they're ben grusha, ben chalutza, and they turn out to be edim zoymimim. And choyvel b'chaveri, also there would be a scenario where you get malchus and you don't pay money. Choyvel b'chaveri nami. Iko l'kiyumai, you could fulfill it. Kugain shehiko haka she'inba shava pruta. For example, let's say he hit him a hitting that does not have the equivalency of a pruta. So there you get malchus and you don't get mamon. So those scenarios, in those, by Edom Zoymim and Chavel B'Chavero, you could conjure up cases where you're Chayiv Malkus and you don't pay money. Well, by the same token, you could Rabbi Yochanan, don't say you don't hold like Ula, because when would you ever get Malkus for Ervas Achoysoy Lo Sikale? Very simple, you know, how you could get Malkus for raping a sister. For example, Achoysoy Nami Ikalukuma Bachoysoy Bagaras. If somebody rapes their sister who's a Bagaras, so then there's no monetary payment because there's no knas, and you just get Malkus. So the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan, who didn't learn like Ula, can't be because then when would you ever get Malkus? We'll come up with a case that you get Malkus. Says the Gemara. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan learn like Ula? Says the Gemara. Ela Amar Lecha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, Hai Tachas Asher Ina. You know what he does with Tachas Asher Ina? He needs it for the teaching of Abaye. Da'amar Abaye. Abaye said, Amar Kra, Tachas Asher Ina. Abaye said, the Pasuk says, you pay the woman the 50 shkalim because you violated her. That implies, because there's a big question. We know normally if you injure somebody, you pay them 5 payments. Besides the damage, you pay them embarrassment and doctor bills, and you pay them pain. So the question, if somebody rapes a woman, that's a hefty bill, 50 shkalim. Does that include the 5 payments, or is the other payments besides that? So Abaye learns from the Pasuk, Tachas Asherina, that the 50 shekel is Hay Tachas Asherina Meklal Di'ika Boishas Upagam. That includes you pay it for afflicting her, but that means there are other penalties as well. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan does with Tachas Asherina, that you pay because you raped her, but the other payments are besides that. Says the Gemara, how does Ula know that there are additional payments as well? Because he needs the Tachas Asherina to learn out that whenever there's Mamon and Malkus, you pay Mamon. Says Gemara, Ula nafkale midrava. Ula learns it out from where Rava learned it. The Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Kra, Vinasan ha'ish ha'shoichiv ima. And the man who lay with her gives la'avi anara to the father anara, chamishim kasef, 50 kesef. The lashon of the pasuk is the man who laid with her gives her 50 kesef. That implies he's giving her the 50 shekel. Why? Hanas shchiva chamishim. The pleasure of the shchiva of the laying is 50. But there are other charges as well. Meklal de'ika b'isha subagam. But besides that, you still pay shame and causing her to go down in value. Weiter, the Gemara on Lamed Beis Amid Beis said, what's the reason by Edom Zoymimin? What's the reason why you pay money and you don't get Malkus? Because Edom Zoymimin, let's say you testify Reuven owes Shimon $1 million and they turned out to be Edom Zoymimin. So on the one hand, you should be Chayiv Malkus for Loisane. On the other hand, you should pay money for trying to be mechayiv money. So the Gemara said, "Well, beferush ribsa toira edim zoymimim letashlumim." Rabbi Lezer is now coming up with a different source. Why edim zoymimim pays money and doesn't get malchus? Rabbi Lezer oimer edim zoymimim money mashal mokalaylaki. Why? You know why he doesn't get malchus? Mishum delav b'nei hasraninu, because edim zoymimim cannot be warned. Since it's really impossible to warn Edom Zoymimin, and typically to give Malkus, you need warning. To punish somebody, to hurt someone physically, you need to warn them. And Edom Zoymimin cannot be warned. Therefore, Edom Zoymimin, if it's a choice between money and lashes, we're going to make them pay money, because Edom Zoymimin are not capable of being warned. Says Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, Teda, I'll prove to you that Edom Zoymim can't be warned. Nisri Behu Amos, when are you going to warn them? Nisri Behu Meikara, to warn them in the beginning. to warn the Edim Zoymimin, you know, Edim, maybe you don't want to testify because if you turn out to be Edim Zoymimin, we're gonna give you lashes. Yeah, but by the time they end up testifying, if they testified falsely, they'll say, oh, we forgot the warning. In order for warning to be effective, it has to still be in the memory of the one who was warned. But if it was too much in advance, they could claim they forgot it. Amri Yishtalin, they'll say, we forgot. Elamai, we're going to warn them right before they testify. Nisri Bu B'Shas Maisa, we're going to warn them right before they testify. Parshi V'loi Masadi. They'll say, what do I need to testify for? They'll choose. No Edim will want to testify. Imagine if every aid, before they're about to testify, say, hey, Edim, you should know if you testify falsely, we're going to beat the living daylights out of you. We're going to whip you with lashes until your body is oozing with blood and other bodily fluids. Okay. It's been nice coming to Bezdin. I think I'm going to do an about face and go back to my neighborhood. What do I need to testify for? Even if you plan on testifying truthfully, well, Mali Vilatsara Zois, if that's how you're going to greet Edim Zoymimin, they're not going to want to testify. So maybe you'll say you will testify them, will warn them after they testify. Okay, how is that going to help? At that point, they can't retract their testimony anymore, and therefore it's not a valid warning. Nisrihi buhub the saif, to warn them in the end, my dehave have, what happened. So therefore, Edim Zoymimin are not capable of being warned. And since they're not capable of being warned, it is logical to say that if it's a choice between two payments, two penalties, one that they don't need warning, and one that they typically would need warning, we should give them the monetary payment. So ask the Gemara, no, not so fast. Maybe Edim Zoymimin do need warning, and it is possible to warn them. How? Warn them right after they testify, Toich Kedei Dibur, because they could still retract Toich Kedei Dibur. If you warn them right after they testify, within the time frame that, let's say, you greet your Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umayri, so then they could retract. So that's a valid warning. Maskefla Abayi V'Nisri V'Hu B'Toch Kedei Dibor. Warn them Toch Kedei Dibor. So Tosis asks, but by the time you finish the warning, they can't. There's no time for them to retract. Tosis says, well, since you started within the time that they could retract, so technically, if you continued, they could still retract. By the way, this is a famous shayla. I always wanted to give a shiur on it. I never did. Regarding Zmanim in general, with the Machlokes Mishabura and the Aruch HaShulchan, where if, let's say, Zman Krishma is 8:50, is it enough to start at 8:49 even though you're going to finish at 8:53? Because do you get grandfathered in by Zmanim, or do you need to finish something completely before the Zman? The opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is you must finish the entire Shema by the Zman Krishma. Aruch HaShulchan says once you start before, it is considered getting it in. This Tosfos would seem to indicate that as long as you start before, you're grandfathered in. By the way, there's another interesting Tosfos in Shas that indicates the same. Tosfos in Brachos asks, well, we know that Bilam knew the exact moment that Hashem got angry. So Tosfos asks, what could Bilam possibly get in a split second? So either Tosfos says Bilam could have said Kalim, that takes a split second, or Tosfos says, but when it comes to Zmanim, as long as you start in time, you could say a whole langa curse as long as you started within the time frame. Aruch HaShulchan brings a raya from there when it comes to Zmanim, as long as you start within the time frame, that's good enough. Similar to what Tosfos is saying over here, that it's true by the time the Bezdin finishes the warning, it's after Kedei Dibur, but since they started before, the Edim could still retract. So that's the kasha of Abaye. Maskefla Ravacha Breid Ravika V'Nisri Behume Yikara. We have a good idea. Warn them 2 hours before. They'll say they forgot. Well, B'Shas Maisa, remind them, meaning make a hand motion. You know, remember what I told you an hour ago? You'll say, yeah, but then they'll get scared off. No, they're only going to get scared off if you tell them a minute before. If you testify falsely, we'll beat the living daylights out of you. But if we say a minute before, remember what I told you an hour ago, that's not so scary. Why don't you do that? V'nisru v'mekara, warn them in the beginning. V'nimru z'vuhu, remusi, and then allude to them. So Abaye is sort of suggesting that maybe Edim Zoymimim do need warning. Now Abaye retracts. Hadar Amar Abaye then retracted. Lav milsi hida amri. I was wrong to suggest that Edom Zomimim need warning. Because Yisak Adaitach Edom Zomimim Tzuch Masra, if you're going to say Edom Zomimim need Hasra, just think about it for a moment. Why do we punish Edom Zomimim? We punish them, we do to them what they plan to do to someone else. Now when they, what do they plan to do to someone else? They planned to, they were testifying about someone that some that somebody killed someone else or hurt someone else. That means they were trying to harm someone without that someone being warned. So therefore we need to get them back without them being warned. So by definition, since the whole punishment of Edom Zomim is Kasher Zomam, and what their plot was to harm someone without them being warned, so by very definition, Edom Zomim can't be warned. So it says, Abai, I made a mistake to think that possibly Edom Zomim need warning and it's possible to do it either right after or before and you elude. No, fundamentally, Edom Zomim should not need to be warned because they're punished for planning to do something to somebody without that person being warned. Says the Gemara, Lav Milsehi da Amri. Abai says, I was wrong to suggest that Edom Zomim need warning. You're going to think Edom Zomim need asra, then if we don't warn them, we're not going to kill them? Let's say they testify, Reuven killed Shimon. They're testifying, Reuven killed Shimon in front of Edom, and they were warned. So they were trying to kill Reuven without warning Reuven. Me, so is it possible? Me, kamidi de inu bai katal b'loy asra. Is it possible? They were only able to kill someone. They were trying to kill someone without him being warned. V'inu bai asra. And they need to be warned. By the very definition, Edom Zomimim should not need warning. Habayinim v'asisim like kasha zomim lasis la'achiv. Don't you need, you should do to them what they plan to do to the brother Valeka, and you wouldn't have that if they need to be warned. Because they were trying to hurt somebody without that person being warned. So Gemara asks, well, not every time are Edom Zomimim punished for something that they were going to. Not every time are we administering to Edom Zomimim the punishment that they wanted to inflict on somebody else. So in a situation where we're not inflicting Edom Zomimim with the punishment they wanted to afflict someone else with, maybe then they do need to be warned. I understand they don't need to be warned if we're punishing them for trying to harm someone without warning them. But Maskeflor of Sama Breder of Yermia, Elamayata Banel, Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza. Let's say Edom testify about someone who's a Kohen, that really he's the son of a Grusha or the son of a Chalutza. And the punishment we give them is lashes. And we're not giving them lashes because they were trying to give lashes to someone else, because they weren't trying to give lashes to someone else. What they were trying to do was, they were trying to make someone a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutza. So in that case, maybe Edom Zomim do need to be warned. That punishment, that situation where they testify about someone that he's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, that is not coming from Kasher Zomam, Liboy Hasra, you should need Hasra. Says Gemara, well, all the Edom Zomim need to be uniform. And if in most cases Edom Zomim does not need warning, then even in this case it should not need warning. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Mishpat Echad Yelachem. One law should be for you. Mishpat Hashem L'kulchem. There should be one uniform law, and if in most cases Edom Zomim do not need Hasra, then in all cases Edom Zomim does not need Hasra. So we just brought another source that Edom Zomimim should pay money and not get lashes, because Edom Zomim doesn't need Hasra. Now we're going to bring another source that if you hit someone, and you've really incurred two punishments. You're chayiv malchus for hitting someone. You're chayiv money for harming someone. And the halacha is you pay money, you don't get lashes. The Gemara earlier darshaned it from an extra pasuk, kainina sembay. Now the Gemara is bringing a different source. How do we know that if you hit someone, you pay money, you don't get lashes? Massive.
Excuse me.
Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi Amar. Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi said, Choyvel b'chaveroi. Someone who hits his friend Nami, Mamoinu Meshalim, you pay money, Umil Kiloi Laki, and you don't get Malkus Mehacha. The source is here. What's the source? B'chinatsu Anashim. If two people were fighting, B'chinatsu Anashim, V'nagifu, and one of them struck Isha Ahara, a pregnant woman, V'yatsu Yiladeha, and she miscarried. V'layiyah Asayin, and no, and she didn't die. Anosh Yeyanesh, you got to pay damages for causing the woman to miscarry. Now, the pasuk says V'imloi V'im Asayin Yeh, but if you killed her, V'nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, then we kill you. Now, why are we killing you if you killed her? You weren't trying to kill her. You were trying to kill the guy you were fighting with. So you were in a wrestling match with Yankel Hogan, and you ended up, instead of killing Yankel Hogan, you killed Sprinza. So you didn't try to kill Sprinza. You're trying to kill the wrestling guy. Yeah, but Miskavein laroi gezeh v'hara gezeh, the Gemara is assuming, is chayev. Now, if you were loy miskavein to kill someone, and you killed them, you're pater. But if you had kavana to kill Reuven, and instead you killed Shimon, you're chayev. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, b'mitzvas, b'matzus shabimisa akasam adamar. We're talking about someone fighting to kill. How do we know that? Because it says if you kill her, you're chayiv misa, but I wasn't trying to kill her. I was fighting with someone else. It must be you're trying to kill the other person. The chsiv, it says, v'im aso niya, if there is a life taken, v'nosata nefesh tachas nefesh, then we take your life. So now, you're trying to kill Reuven, and you killed Sprinza. Did we warn you? It had to be we warned you, otherwise we would never kill you if you killed Sprinza. Hei chidam, idolai asrubei, if we didn't warn you, amai mikta, why do we kill you? It must be he warned him. Now, the Gemara is presuming the following. Warning for a more strict violation is effective for a more lenient violation. If we warned you, don't commit a capital crime, and then you went ahead and committed something you're chayiv malchus for, the warning will be effective to make you chayiv malchus. But I didn't warn you not to get malchus. I warned you not to get killed. Yeah, but if I warned you, don't do something that you could get capital punishment, that will be effective to warn you not to be chayiv malchus. Umos moisru. What?
It's the same act, though. Not a completely different aveira. We're talking about the same act, right? That if you would be mechayiv misa.
Well, presumably, in other words, let's say we say, don't hit Pliny and kill him. If you kill him, we're going to take your life. And the guy hit him, and he didn't kill him, right? So now he's not Chayiv Misa, but he's Chayiv Malchus for hitting his friend. So yeah, technically it's the same act. But we never warned you, don't do this and be Chayiv Malchus. We said, don't do it. Don't do it hard and be Chayiv Misa. So he did a little soft. So now that's enough for him to be Chayiv Malchus. So the pasuk says, V'amar Rachmana, and the Torah says, V'lo yiyah asayin, if you didn't end up killing her, Anosh Yanosh, you gotta pay. What do you mean you gotta pay? But you hit somebody, so you should be Chayiv Malchus. It means we warned you not to be Chayiv. Now, technically, we only warned you not to get killed, but we're assuming warning you not to get killed is effective as a warning not to be Chayiv Malchus. So you hit someone, and yet the Torah says, you pay money. That's a raya, that when you're Chayiv Malchus, at a moment you pay money. So the Gemara has two challenges on this. Maskefla Ravashi, number one, Memai demoso davar chamer havemoso davar hakal. How do you know that warning someone for not getting killed is going to be affected that they should, as a warning not to get malchus? Maybe you need to specifically warn them, don't do this, that will be mechayiv you malchus. Maybe the reason why you're paying money here is not because when there's malchus at mammon, you pay mammon. It's because there is no malchus, because there was no effective warning for the malchus. And number two, maybe malchus is worse than misa. as we know, torture is worse than death. Even if warning for something chamor works for something more lenient, how do you know death is more severe? Malchus chamor. Maybe lashes is more severe, and we'll get into that more tomorrow. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Great to see everybody. And tomorrow night, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.